Well, here we are, already on the threshold of Christmas. The fourth candle finally lit, one final breath held, perhaps. The church slows us down just a bit at this moment, not to rush us towards sentimentality or resolution for the new year, but to invite us, really, into mystery. The readings today are steeped in mystery, not the kind that's meant to be solved, but the kind that's meant to be entered into. In Isaiah, King Ahaz stands terrified. Political forces are pressing in. He wants certainty and control and leverage. God offers him a sign. In fact, any sign at all, from the depths of the earth to the heights of heaven. And Ahaz refuses. Not out of humility, but out of fear, because signs from God can be dangerous. They ask something of us. They invite trust when we would rather manage outcomes. And so God gives a sign anyway. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. A sign that really doesn't explain itself, a promise that won't make sense for centuries down the road, a mystery that waits patiently for human freedom to catch up. St. Paul, writing to the Romans, echoes that kind of same theme. He speaks of Jesus Christ as descended from David according to the flesh, yet established as Son of God in power. Fully human, fully divine, not half and half, not neatly divided. A mystery that resists reduction. You see, Christianity does not begin with an explanation. It begins with a person who cannot be fully explained. And then there's Joseph. If Mary is the model of faithful courage, Joseph is the patron saint of living with unanswered questions. Matthew tells us plainly, Joseph is righteous. That word matters. It means he wants to do what is right before God. And yet what unfolds before him makes no sense at all. The woman he loves is pregnant. The child is not his. The law gives him options. His heart gives him pain. And his faith gives him silence. Now, Joseph does not receive an explanation. He receives a dream. An angel tells him what to do, but not how everything will work out. He's told the child is from the Holy Spirit, but not what that will look like at 3 a.m. when the baby cries. Or years later when the boy begins asking questions that pierce the soul. Joseph is not given a plan. He's given a name, Jesus, and a vocation. Take the child and his mother into your home. Joseph's holiness is not found in eloquent speech. He doesn't say one single word in Scripture or in dramatic gestures. It's found in his willingness to live inside mystery without fleeing from it. I just watched the Kevin Costner production, The First Christmas, with good friends this week. What makes that portrayal of Joseph so compelling is not grandeur, but restraint. Joseph is quiet and thoughtful. He's hesitant. He looks like a man constantly weighing the cost of obedience. And that's exactly right. Joseph does not stride confidently into God's will. He steps into it one uncertain step at a time. I think that's important for us to hear, especially now. We live in a world that prizes clarity and speed and control. We want immediate answers. We want faith to be efficient. But Advent, and especially these final days, reminds us that God often works in the slow, in the hidden, in the unresolved places of our lives. Some of you are carrying mysteries right now, a diagnosis without answers, a relationship strained or broken, a decision that you wish God would make clearer, a prayer that feels like it's gone unanswered for far too long. Well, Joseph stands with you. He teaches us that faith is not the absence of doubt. It is the decision to act faithfully without complete understanding. Joseph doesn't wait until everything makes sense. He gets up. He takes Mary into his home. He names the child. He allows his life to be rearranged by a mystery he did not choose, but also does not resist. And in doing so, he becomes the guardian of Emmanuel, God with us. That, my brothers and sisters, is the heart of Christmas. God does not remove all mystery. He enters into it. God does not explain suffering away. He takes it to himself. God does not wait for humanity to be ready. He entrusts himself into human hands. And so as we approach Christmas, perhaps the question is not, do I understand what God is doing, but rather, am I willing to trust Him enough to take the next step? Like Joseph, may we allow God to be God. May we resist the temptation to domesticate the mystery. And may we discover that Emmanuel is not found in having all the answers, but in daring to welcome Him into the home of our lives.